And that, if you are new, that is the theme song of Mind the Gap. That's my love for Swahili. There are those of you that are like, you know, a French Genasi Kwa, Me Amore. It's, that's Spanish, right? Mon Amour, that's French. And, well, here's the thing. I just want to learn, you know, how to have a, you know, how to hold a conversation in Swahili. That's all. The rest of those foreign languages, minus my favorite, Russian, I'm just having a good time here. Just, one or two Namibian ones, and then one African one, and one global. My initial idea before I settled for, for Russian is my favorite, foreign language, as in foreign, as in international, as in non-African, was, my initial idea was Chinese. And then I looked at the alphabets, I'm like, and then I went a little bit to, how about Japanese? Because, well, I like kendo, I like long swords, I like katanas. Yeah, same WhatsApp group. 10,000 alphabets. Yeah. Like Trevor Noah puts it. We have what, like 26 in the English language that we use in the English language. And to these days, a lot of people are still going, what comes after Q? Now you want me to learn 10,000 alphabets. So just scoured through and, almost settled for Polish. I was like, yikes, no. And because I like Finland, you know, for some reason, I just like Finland. I was like, okay, how about Finnish? Big mistake. Oh, boy. They have, they have a grammar that will give you a headache from the beginning. But, I mean, it's a nice language. Then I went through Latin. Latin is a dead language we're going to talk to unless you're in the Catholic, worship system. Then I went through Greek. Then I was like, Greek is nice. Greek is nice. Yeah. And then I saw that, well, the alphabet seems familiar. It turns out that's where the Eastern, countries like Eastern European countries like the, like the Russians, the Ukrainians, the Kazakhs, they basically drew a lot of their alphabets from the Greeks. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll settle this one. I mean, I'll buy. It's like one of those situations where, where you're this smoking hot lady has been looking for a tall and dark and handsome guy for a very long time, but tall, dark and handsome and Prince Charming from the Igbo land of Nigeria is not showing up because he just keep asking for money but doesn't want to come. Just decided to, they are just looking at the watches like, hey, this age thing is not waiting for me, it's not waiting for me, so make I settle. And they just look around and look and see Helmut like, okay, fine. I'll do this one. At least it's funny, which I am. I am funny. May not be tall, dark, and handsome, according to, like Cat Williams. May not be tall, dark, and handsome, but at least I can crack jokes that can make people laugh. I'm so proud of me. That's one thing I like about evolution or God, whichever you want to pick. We were all given strengths and weaknesses. No one has it all. The one that's tall, dark, and handsome is terrible at making jokes. Unless you're Dave Chappelle, show off. And the one that's, is not tall, dark, and handsome, is funny as heck, and is from Kavango. Why do you keep pointing that on the bright side? He can swim, just in case you find yourself drowning someday. Or just jump in. This is someone who learned how to swim in a crocodile infested area. Like literally crocodile infested. That's where Helen, that's like learning how to, that's like learning how to drive in a war zone. I'm telling you, imagine if you learn how to drive in a war zone. So you have managed to navigate all the explosives and all the, all a bunch of trigger happy guys. By the time that Natis gives you a car and an open road, one that is well furnished thanks to, Namibia's world-renowned road networks that are now having all the renowned potholes. That is requiring millions of dollars. I mean, you're going to have a field day. You're going to have a field day. I think that's why a lot of taxi drivers, not taxi drivers, truck drivers, like to make videos of our roads. I come across a lot of videos of a lot of truck drivers. Like this, like look at this road. Even like there's one truck driver guy who even congratulated our police officers. What you can see in front of me is a checkpoint. The only thing they will be asking for is the documents that are required by law for me as a truck driver to have. Nothing else. That's when I realized, yo, hey, in other countries, they ask for papers with Hendrik Witbooi on them, Baba. They just like, well, forget the license. That's not what I'm after. Can I use that to buy beer? Well, I put it away. I wouldn't care less if you didn't have it. The papers I want, when I say, I want papers. The papers I want are the papers that have some animals and a couple of numbers, not page numbers. A little, you know, like page numbers, but a little bigger, as in font size. And the bigger the value of the number on it, the better. Unless you're in Zimbabwe, then, well, it doesn't matter. Unless it's a US dollar. 10,000 Zim dollars, now converted to Namibian. Hey, like, imagine going to KFC with 10,000 or what type of nonsense is that? Now, so, where was I? So, our roads are awesome. The funny thing is, the only people that, I think this is the part that, you know, of more like learning to value what you have from time to time. You don't have it 100% efficient, but at least learn to just more like reflect, compare it with a, you know, compare it with something that is less in terms of quality or quantity. Because this is the problem we face even when, in our individual success stories. We are always comparing ourselves with the next big thing. I want to be like that one. I want to be like that one. I want to be like that one. So you don't really just sit and look back at how many people are behind you that would kill to be in the position you are. Like the position you are, that's someone's goal. Unless you're a tour boy, then guys, I'm sorry, I can't defend you on that one. The position where you are. Position where you are. Unless you're in jail, then sorry, but no one is looking at you saying, I wish I had my movement restricted like that guy. Absolutely not. This is holiday now. We want to travel for holidays. You know, even though a lot of Africans don't understand what a holiday is. I'm going for the holidays. Holiday means vacation, not plowing. I know that's what we have, you know, tend to interpret that. And then Namibians, I like how we support our tourism in December. But guys, I know everyone is going to Swakop. Swakop is awesome for holidays because of what? The sea turns out. And all the, you know, on all the coastal activities, quad biking, you know, in the desert. And we have two deserts sandwiched. We are basically sandwiched by a desert. Talk about two deserts are giving us a menage tour. Now, don't Google that. If you know what that is, you and I should be friends. Because they by dirty mind, we are rocking. Clean mind, in the name of Grant. Clean mind, in the name of Grant. So let's from time to time, just begin to pause and reflect back to where we are coming from. Where were we last year? Where were we 2-3 years ago? Where were we in terms of, call it social status? If you were just chilling 3, 5, 10 years ago, but now you are in a holding cell, you are not into this story. I really want to include you in the name of inclusivity, but I'm trying not to promote, violence that will end up with people driving Vrupa to saying, this investigation was not done properly. Therefore, just, both the prosecution and the anti-corruption, just drop this whole prosecution or America, get out of here. Those are the Fish Road Boys. That's exactly what they're asking for now. And not all of them. I'll let you guess who is just, you know, saying that. Of course, it will always be verbosity. You know what? I have to admit, I didn't know verbosity very well. Not in comparison to what I know about him today. I didn't know anything about him back then when he was still, you know, chilling. But now I do. Now I feel like we are homies because of Homeboy is producing content for me from, you know, there. Thereby, I explain this whole friendship between you and Samari. The situation they have going on there. So, sit. It's the end of the year. I know January is coming and we'll all start talking about, New Year's resolution and all that stuff. But until, until we get there, before we go on holiday, or more like while we're on holiday, they sit and they reflect. There is someone, that's why we like showing off. We know these things because the world, there is someone out there who wants to drive my car. There's someone out there that wants to have my babe. That one is, moving on. There's someone out there that wants to have your, your phone. There's someone that out there that wants to have your shoes, apparently. I'm told. There's someone out there that wants to have your handbag. That's for women and chomsies. There's someone out there that wants to have what you have. Maybe not the one to have, now there are two types of people that like that. There are those ones that want to have what you have and they are after it. Come hell or high waters, they are using Holy Spirit, evil spirit, or the spirit of Amadioa. They are using all of it to, in pursuance of what you have. That's not the people we are talking about. The ones that we are talking about are those ones that are looking at you as an inspiration. Those are the people that we should look back at and say, you know what? Turns out I'm a role model. Unless you are a jerk, then you are not a role model. Get out of here. Nonsense. Those are the people that are looking at you and going, I want to be on the level where that is. I don't literally want to have what he has, as in, where I make some plans and steal it. I want to be where he is. In other words, I'm gonna work hard without giving Anti-Corruption Commission a headache of investigating me. I'm gonna work hard to go there. I wanna get there and not worry about Sankwasa knocking at my door. That's how bad I wanna get there. So every time that you feel like you are a failure, look at where you are in life and look back, and believe me, there's always someone, unless you are in a coma holding cell. If you are in a coma, Jesus, Spiritus Santo, that one is not your fault. Unless you are drinking and driving, then serious, let's be honest, that was your fault. I'm sorry, don't make ill of the dead, but I mean, seriously, you were drinking and driving. Like, at this point, I like to face reality from time to time. It's a hard thing to face. What did you expect was go? Okay, what did you think was going to happen? Like, first of all, one thing I like to point out every festive season. You can barely walk straight when you are drunk. What makes you think you can drive straight? I know what can make you think that. It's called stupidity. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to be diplomatic here. Actually, I'm not trying. I mean, it's fun not to be diplomatic. The only thing that can make you think that, if I cannot walk straight when I'm drunk, I bet I can drive straight. Now only stupidity be that too. Now only stupidity make you think like that. Now only stupidity be that. At this point, someone is do you know who I am? I'm a successful businessman. You cannot be calling me stupid. Look, if you are driving drunk, I don't care how many PhDs you have. That's the only thing you can only understand if the person doing it is an idiot. Because for one, there are people that are relying on you for a lot of things, especially thereby money. How can you just be that selfish and driving, and then you are just driving drunk? Do you want to die and leave everyone poor? See your life. Oh, sorry. A little too violent here. The way we live it. Now, before I go on this very nice DJ Vuyo break, may I ask you one thing? I want you to close your eyes unless you are driving. Then, keep those eyes open. I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself in the highest level of military command in your country. Not Franz Kapofi, higher. Like general type of higher. Yeah. Now, moving on. I want you to picture yourself being approached. Forget the general. You are the president. You are the president. Now, you are the president of a country. But you are friends with a president of another country. Now, that president of that country, who is your homie, that guy has a couple of what he call his enemies, by his border. And now he's asking you for some guns and bombs to go and drop on those enemies who are now by a certain extent your enemies. Now, what's happening here is that, your homie comes to you like, can I have some bombs because those enemies of ours that I may or may not have provoked, I want to bomb them some more. Because being a nice friend that you are, you decide to give, this homie of yours some bombs. And then they drop a couple of bombs. And now this is advanced technology. You don't want it falling in the wrong hands. Like your real enemies, not the ones that may or may not have been started by your so-called friend. Now, your friend, takes these bombs. And then, drops a couple of them on his enemies and who may or may not be your enemies. And then one of them doesn't explode. And this homie of yours comes back to you and is like, well, you know that those bombs that you gave me yesterday? Yeah, well, I did exactly like I told you that I was planning on doing. I dropped some of them. There's just one tiny problem. One of them did not explode. So as we speak, I have a sneaky suspicion, the enemies of ours, because we're homies, the enemies of ours that have been wanting to put their hands on our very secret military technology. I have a sneaky suspicion they are on their way to pick this bomb right now so they can reverse engineer it. Can you please ask the guys that I bombed that if they can give you that bomb back so that I can, we can fix it and then I can have it back so that I can drop it so that, this time it can explode and kill them. That's the story of Israel, US and Lebanon right now. DJ Vuyo was right when he said the world we live in, the way we live this life. Very dangerous. I would have gone with stupid, but sure, let's go with DJ Vuyo.
Daddy, tera mi venue. Vanango na muri kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Omo mira pavata da kutia vavanine. Mundi etwangwi, dakapa kuzika. Vira, 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 vira. Zeni, yeswe pina chelasi. Maniswe katu vira eni. Esi zike muze nwine sinato denjara. Pepeyi, avo kuimpeyi. The way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete. Vanango na muri kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Vanango na muri kete.
Welcome back. This is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. If you just tuned in, it's a comedy show. If you have started picking, violence and started making, violent plans, nah, just here for humor. That's all I'm here for. Just that. And music. That's all I'm here for. Just those two. Nothing more. Nothing less. So, where were we? For those of you that like to say that, oh no, politics is boring, politics is, are you kidding me? You guys have never taken time to just look at politics beyond the fake promises, which we all make. We make fake promises to get a job. It's called a job interview. We make fake promises to get elected into office. It's called elections. We make a lot of fake promises to get laid. It's called a relationship. Boy, do I hope she's not listening by now. Otherwise, I'm cooked. But that's not what I'm doing, of course. Ouch. Moving on. For those of you that think politics is boring, I want you to listen to my very nice story before I come to... Ladies, today is me cooking you. Fasten a seatbelt. Fasten a seatbelt. The main, stuff that we are going to focus on is, you guys are very good at pretending to like each other. Like you are very good at that. But, and you are even more brutal with each other. Like you guys are super mean with each other. Now that I have already tossed that grenade with the people very anxiously waiting. Let me find out what she's gonna say. Just, yeah, stay tuned. Now, politics first. Let's start with politics and then we'll get to that. Then we'll start cooking the other gender. I thought you guys hate us more than you hate each other. I'm actually here today to argue you guys hate each other more than you hate us. You are very good at making it look like you like each other. Nah, you're done. Valencius Maximus. Check. Moving on. Now, according to Defense Security Asia. Now, why am I picking a source out of Asia? Oh, believe me. I didn't want to. I wanted to pick on this story of US demands a return of a undetonated GBU. That's a bunker busting bomb. If I get that right. a GB, that's a bunker busting. In other words, that's a fancy way of saying it's a bomb that you use if you want to kill someone who is like a couple of, a couple of meters of concrete thick wall underground. Yeah, you just, dropping this. Is that a GBU? Yeah, GBU, yeah. Now, a GBU-39B bomb in Beirut, that's the capital city of Lebanon. As fears rise over technology falling into China and China, Russia, and Iran. The fear is the bomb was dropped and it didn't explode. Now, how is the story going? Well, make I walk you through it. Washington races to secure an intact GBU-39B small diameter bomb discovered in Hezbollah-controlled Beirut amid rising fear that China, Russia, and Iran could exploit its advanced U.S. precision. Precision? Really? We're gonna use precision now? For one, it didn't explode. It's a sign of its imprecision. Like, seriously? Precision, but hey, this is why, this is why I'm saying that you guys think politics is boring. Oh no, politics is fun. The best part, or more like the funniest part of politics, is watching people with gray hair make kindergarten level mistakes. That's my favorite part about politics. Watching people in their 70s, 80s, some of them 140, make mistakes that you'd really understand if it was coming from a kindergarten child. You'd understand, but the fact that it's coming from parliament makes you go, really? We're gonna have this conversation? Now, why did I pick this source? It's because a bunch of, there are not a lot of sources are coming out of the Western world that are covering this story. And those that are covering it are making it look like the bomb landed there itself. It didn't. It was launched. Interesting enough, the whole, can we have our bomb back, is being claimed by, by Beirut. Now, Beirut is saying, one of their bombs did not explode. And now the U.S. is secretly reaching out to us so we can give their bomb back. At this point, everyone is asking, why is the U.S. launching bombs in Lebanon? Turns out, not directly the U.S. Israelis. So at this point, why is this conversation not between Hezbollah and Israel? Because it sounds nuts for you to launch a bomb in someone's country and say, yeah, well, those five bombs that, four of which exploded and probably killed a bunch of people in your country. Yeah, those bombs were launched by me. I'm not worried about the bombs that exploded. I'm worried about the one that did not explode. Can I have it back? Because I just want to fix a few things and make sure that next time I launch it, it explodes. This is a real conversation taking place between people, none of which is in kindergarten. They are all in charge. This is my biggest fear now. They are all in charge of running countries. And this is the conversation they are having. You know that bomb that's like you trying to stick someone, right? And then the knife slips out of your hands, and then the knife falls right next to their feet, and you're like, well, my plan was to stick you behind like big time, but then that knife slipped out of my hands because there was a lot of I was at Didi's party yesterday, with the whole baby oil. My hands are all slippery now. The thing is, that knife, can I have it back so that I can, just wipe my hands and then stick you? Who in their right mind would just say, there you go, you can have it? Just who in their right mind is that dumb? Look, there are a lot of things I had to double check when I came across this story on social media. The first thing I checked was the calendar to make sure today is not 1 April. Yeah, well, today is the 30th of November, so it's not 1 April. And then I was like, nah, this must be one of those social media. There is no way this. So, and then I decided to skedaddle my way to Google, and Google was like, yep, that's a true story. It's taking place. And someone launched a bomb that was intended to kill a bunch of people. Well, a few of those bombs that were launched along with that bomb, a few of them exploded and killed a bunch of people. The guys that launched the bomb asked their best homies to send them the unexploded one back. The fear is that the bomb that did not explode, we want it back because we don't want our very precise technology falling into the into the wrong hands. Precise technology? I'm sorry, precise technology that did not precisely explode. People that find politics boring, I don't understand you people. Like, these are stories you'd expect that are, to be made up. Actually, I'm hoping the Lebanese are making this up, because if this is true, jeez. All right, the United States has issued an urgent demand to the Lebanese government. Yeah, it's official, people. The United States has issued an urgent demand to the Lebanese government for the immediate return of their undetonated GBU-39B small diameter bomb, SDB. Why does that sound like an STD? Discovered in Beirut, triggered a multi-layered geopolitical episode because of the guy that launched it is not the guy that's asking for it back. That's a multi-layered geopolitical nonsense. They basically, don't worry, I'll be here to explain it for you. Geopolitical episode that underscores the delicate, sensitive, call it that, balance between military alliance. Yeah. Military alliance, advanced weapon safeguards, and intensifying strategic rivalry involving the US, China, Russia, and Iran. This US request, delivered within hours of the bomb's rivalry, signals Washington's acute fear that the adversarial power, skip all that nonsense. The incident, yet my favorite part of the story, the incident stems from the Israeli airstrike in Beirut's Harat, I can't pronounce that next part, district, a long-standing Hezbollah stronghold, and has since evolved from a battlefield anomaly into a global security concern, demanding dominating defense analysis cycles. Now, look. Like, now, this is where I now say, picture yourself as a president. Picture yourself as a president of, let's start with you picturing yourself as the president of the U.S. How do you even have that conversation with a straight face, but knowing Trump is capable of doing that? I think this is the part of being, this is the difficult part of being a politician. Because I know that as a politician, you don't have power. Your campaign contributors tells you what to do. In this case, picture weapons manufacturers calling pretty much everyone in Washington and tell them, yeah, you know that technology, that's proprietary. It's a way of saying it's secret technology. That's proprietary. So when we gave you that bomb, we wanted it to explode. It could be an engineering flaw on our end, but we can't risk it falling in the quote-unquote wrong hands. That's where politics is, it's, nothing in politics is basically clear-cut. Everything can be right or wrong depending on which side of the fence you are. Like, I'm telling you, like right now, if you ask the Israeli and the Americans, they will tell you, well, we deserve to get that bomb back because it's our secret technology. What do you think the Lebanese are saying? They're like, well, you used it, or more like Hezbollah, who is Hezbollah is one of those organizations that can be called a terrorist organization or a legitimate military organization, depending, again, it's politics, so it depends on which side of the fence you are. No, but I read in this article from this mainstream media, again, that mainstream media picked a side of the fence. That's why they are calling it a terrorist organization or a legitimate military, hero kind of military organization. Which side of the fence you are, that's what matters in politics. Everyone can be an enemy or a friend. May I remind you again that these are organizations run by adults, not kids. And by the way, a bunch of these people have kids that they are raising to be what? Future politicians. Now you know why politics is doomed. There is no future politics. Now you know why this world keeps seeing war after war after war. Because people that make decisions like this have kids that they are raising to be future leaders. What type of leaders do you think they're going to turn out to be? Exactly like father, like son. Akia and Popo. And Ibu. Akina Kwafo. That's still my favorite. So, I came across a meme on social media of a WhatsApp conversation of supposedly a guy that sent a message to someone who was doing his girlfriend on the side that please leave my girlfriend alone was the first text. Leave my girlfriend alone. The response was, I will if you say please. Just by reading that message alone, I know that the person who responded this, I will, but only if you say please, this person is loaded. Chances are high they have a gun, have a rupa. Chances are very high they have all these things. Because that's the only thing that can give you this ego. Now, shout out to U.S., Israel, and Lebanon. Actually, U.S., Israel, and Hezbollah for this very nice piece of content that was just given to us just a couple of... when was this? When was this strike launched? Because the guys are like... the guys at this point are going like, can we have our bomb back? And Hezbollah is like, that's not how this whole war thing works. Because... well, it's secret technology for you. That means it's very valuable information for me. So as soon as I put my hands on this technology, chances are very high it's going to end up in the hands of Russia, Iran, the immediate neighbor, I think, Iran. And Iran is definitely sharing that with Russia and China. Definitely. Okay, most definitely. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Actually, no, just a short DJ break. Morikete, the way we live is so dangerous. No, don't worry, we're not going back to that one.
Elohim. Yeah. Yahweh. Satama Sagana as a righteous warrior, evil will always be a rival. Yo Zebi, I'm could survive the road when I walk on. Close friend try poison me dog on. Revamp coulda be some of my last songs. Them I say to themselves in my last long. Take a trade in the hills like Tarzan. Bring me problems to Jah, yeah man. A dem one sword, dem a go fall pon. Consequences of your action.
Story of my life. Oh mama, wasn't tryna make it right. Still they tryna break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter the time. Jah oh, Jah oh, yeah. When me a keep the peace, something ridiculous. Put my faith
in a job, ain't giving it up. Voting my mother down, see me living it up. Know my life would have changed because the beginning rough. Don't need quite those ziggy big up. If my dogs don't never true to me, I priest my gut. But you what time and positivity not visit enough. Spiritually me, I worry some invisible stuff. Yeah, don't think I'm crazy, but my know I'm know. Cause who you think a friend can make the same as before? Shoulda call a friend because when I grew. The money come around to bring you below. You shoulda know in a year.
Story of my life. Oh mama, wasn't trying to make it right. Still they trying to break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter that time. Jah oh, Jah oh, yeah.
Shoulda never expect good from the evil. Surround myself with the wrong people. Yeah. Don't make you left for no reason. All my do I bring forth my fruits in my due season. Could I rise them at 90 and keep them 87, watch them blood run like diesel. Them time them my mind feeble. My trust left it to Jah and see them I get a beating. Yeah.
Story of my life. Oh mama, I was on a journey to make it right. Still they trying to break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No more till the time.
Forever. Legend.
Talk to me like that.
And welcome back from that extended break. So, where were we? Politicians making dumb mistakes. I'm trying to be diplomatic here. Actually, it's mind the gap. I'm only trying to be diplomatic on home run here. Nah, I'm trying not to be diplomatic as much as possible. So, look at now. Let's now shift from that one. Let's shift from politics, and let's just talk about something social. This is something that I learned in I started observing in high school. Ladies, you guys are really, really brutal with each other. I'll give you an example. More often, when you guys are gossiping, is another woman. All you just have to do is go to the nearest salon. Easy. You find out. Now, that's one of those, either one of those, it's either one of those very sad reality or very, 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 very widely spread stereotype that, second year, my criminal law. Yeah. Lecturer. She's South African. She's a woman. Every time that she talked about female gossip, she always referred to salons. Now, as guys, we look at things like salons more like, how do I put this? Salon is more of a guillotine of your relationship. When you are hitting on someone and you hear your name being mentioned in that area, it's either they are doing that for approval or straight up execution. And then I came to realize that it's not just a woman thing. It's a human thing. Like, human beings are just dumb. Take infidelity, for example. Just look at this from a heterosexual standpoint. Because I can't speak from a homosexual standpoint in terms of a relationship because, well, there's a lot of drama for me in the straight world. And our world rocks. You're just being homophobic. Well, if you want to start saying that, if you are gay and you want to say our world of relationship rocks, well, get yourself a microphone or get yourself a comedy show. I have mine. I think our world works. You know, this is one of those debates of women saying, no, women are better than men, and men saying, men are better than women. All that crap. The bottom line is we both need each other, men and women, to basically continue our species. We know how reproduction works. And we just like to act like, no, there's this other scientific breakthrough. We don't need men anymore. I've come across a bunch of videos like that. One question. Who did the scientific breakthrough? Who did the scientific breakthrough? Chances are very high. It was a guy. If you are going to make a claim such as women, you guys hate each other, you better have some awesome evidence to break it, well, to back it up with. On this one, we're going to use two countries. One, Australia, and Norway. Two countries. And then we'll come to, and then from there, then we'll come, we'll bring this home as we, as we are going to wrap it up with the recently held discussion by the Ministry of ICT to basically advise women, guys, find productive ways of using social media. This your gossip, no go contribute to any growth, or this your gossip. And at this point, if you are lost, make I remind you. The biggest people, the largest number of people, biggest people, if you are big, forgive me, the largest number of people that huddled a lot of negative words against Miss Namibia at Miss Universe, when she was said Miss Universe, you wanna guess which gender they are? Like, at this point, the story is writing itself. But before we get there, I thought it was just a Namibian thing. It turns out, no. Your gender is very good at acting like you like each other, but deep inside, by God, you guys hate each other. I mean, thank you for loving us. Despite all the men are pigs, men are this, men are... It turns out you guys like us. Thank you very much. In comparison to how you hate each other. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But, oh. Now I have a call. Okay. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Oh, is it afternoon? Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's 12. It's 12 afternoon. We didn't start this time. Tige.
You think it's o'clock now?
Yeah, it's o'clock.
Naso, Bobo. Yeah. How the body now?
All good, how are you?
We same good. No, they complain.
Yeah, please.
But how the people they complain again for, instead of celebrating the, not bad comment the way they send up for our university.
I know, right? Instead of saying, well, you know what, congratulations, she's representing our country. Witchcraft don't start that weekend.
No, witchcraft is not the year. Witchcraft, they're far for East Africa. You know, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you one story. You know, at one point, you know, when this, you know, the people were so tired of the apartheid. And, you know, those freedom fighters in West Africa, in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And then people were tired. And they say, okay, and they are hearing the story. You know, this, this musician, Letambolus, they used to perform there.
Yeah.
Then he said, you people, if you cannot use your gun properly now, back will go for witchcraft.
And?
And make we confuse that system where they for South Africa and they kill people.
And how did that go?
Oh my God. And I say, what? So yes. So if you people are not changing, we can take over.
Uh-huh.
And then we show them the pepper soup. And how are we going to do it now? Yeah, we can use witchcraft. Juju, you know they call them juju. Oh, my friend. So, I know, you know, for us, we are hearing and things like that, see? We are also boys, and we are hearing and we are interacting with people.
Yeah.
I said, how are you going to do it? Maybe you come across all this, Mafuta, the sea, the rivers, and they fly for, you can hammer one brigadier. So, that's how they work, oh. So for us here, instead of congratulating the people, we want them to fall down again. We pay our speech. Maggie, that's not fair at all.
Ouch.
That's not fair. So the gender is national, please, this, especially the gender people, they don't like each other.
They don't.
They don't.
They do not at all.
At all.
All right.
Thank you, Bobo. You go jump.
Yeah, no problem.
Good.
Yeah. Right, now, let me start World War III with the other gender. recently, let me just get that straight from the horse's mouth. ICT Minister Emma Teofelos encouraged young women to be resilient in the era of cyberbullying and online abuse. There's a one American woman that was doing, you know, cooking with Kaya or something. It was women that got her account banned. Now there's one guy that was cooking with Kaya was overhyped by a group of men. Women got her account banned. There's one guy that acted in one of the, something security, a very good looking model type guy. He was overhyped by women. We didn't care. Any man that's overhyped by women on social media, they don't, if ever, get their account banned because a bunch of men are reporting that guy's account. But any woman that's overhyped by men on social media, 99% of the time, the account of that poor woman is going to be banned, and the biggest number of suspects is going to come from her own gender. Betrayal of the highest order. Like I said earlier, thank you very much, guys, for loving us, despite calling us very colorful names like sausage, sorry, like pig, sporty, aka dog, and all those things. Well, you guys, yeah, I mean, I think, women, you guys have hate relationship with each other. You women and men, we have a love hate relationship with each other. All men are pigs. 2 weeks down the line, he's so kind. I think I'm gonna give him a chance. Wait, you're gonna give a pig a chance? No, that one is different. That one is different. He's so cute. 2 weeks down the line, I knew it. May all men allow, come on. When he was doing all, like, the only problem I have with that is, women, when your man is doing all the nice things to you, both in and out of the bedroom, you congratulate him only. But as soon as he screw up, it's all men. Like, as for Helmut now, sitting here in the studio, what I do? When he bought for you a vrupa, you did not say all men are nice because they bought for me a vrupa, of which that congratulation would have included me. Now, that he screwed up, it's all men are dogs. All men. No. Mm-mm. Your man is a dog. Just yours. The one that you picked. Now, at this point, actually, ladies, you should actually stop saying that. All men are pigs. All men are... So you've been sleeping with a pig this whole time. Last time I checked, that's illegal. You're not supposed to do that with animals. You're supposed to... And then you have my gender now. Men, don't trust women. Women are liars. Women will just do this to you. Now, let's look at what's wrong with this whole all men and all women type of, points of view. In heterosexual relationships, when a man is cheating, he's cheating with another woman. And when a woman is cheating, when a straight woman is cheating, most likely is cheating with another man. When a straight man is cheating, he's most likely cheating with another woman. So, what I fail to understand here is, every time men say, women are liars, you do realize that that woman that you are calling a liar lied and cheated on you with another man. You see, there's a little bit of betrayal there that one of your own contributed to your heartbreak. One of your own gender contributed to your heartbreak. And women, gather around. Every time that is our men are just pigs. They can just keep it in their pants. Power to all women. You didn't realize he cheated on you by sleeping with another woman. See your life now. You're just, pointing all the fingers at men. Bottom line is, we are both idiots to some degree. Men, women, same WhatsApp group. We all contribute to each other's heartbreak. Directly, indirectly, we do. But no, all men are pigs. What did your man do? Can you believe this whole time he was the whole time that he was going out with me, he was seeing this other, ladies are very, you guys find very colorful names to call each other. He was seeing this other, now I memorized a bunch of them, but I can't say them here because that's not how I lose my job. The point is, we are all pigs and we are all, beef. I'm just going that because I mistake. I need to get me some. We are all, pork. Like, look, ladies, just, requesting you. How about, yours should stop saying all men are pigs. Give it a little je ne sais quoi. You must start saying All men are sausage. All men are, oh, that may not have been a good word to use. All men are pork. All men are pork. All men are bacon. Yes, yes, bacon. Breakfast. Awesome. All men are bacon. They by dog on the other end. Hey, don't wanna bring up the whole Dalton story. Now, two stories that I have for you. Of that proves the point that women, yeah, you guys can tolerate each other way less than you tolerate us. Now, I have two stories for you. This one is coming from Forbes. A very rich woman who decided, you know what? I think after a series of terrible decisions in choosing men for relationship, she decided to be very angry, and because, well, she had money, she decided to buy a whole island. And she said, this island is only for women. We don't want men here. There's just a few problems with that. Construction was needed. Guess who dominates that industry? You see, some of these things, you should really think it through. When something breaks on that island, renovation is needed. You wanna guess who is gonna show up with his banner? When you are driving in your car on your way to that island, and your car breaks down, and you need someone to tow it and go and fix it, you wanna guess who is gonna be showing up to tow it and who's gonna be fixing it? Now, before you start saying, you see, men are more important than women. First, let me remind you that for you to start rambling all that nonsense, someone fell pregnant and then gave birth to you, you idiot. You wanna guess the gender of that person? Like, I will give you a second. Keep thinking. Just use that one single brain cell you have left, that one functional one. The rest is just there for decoration. That one single brain cell. Use it, keep, you are doing great. There you go. A woman fell pregnant. Look, I like how God or evolution designed us in a way that, for us to continue our species, we need each other. Not want, need. We need each other. Ah, I just decided I'm not gonna have sex. Hey, who cares? I just decided I'm not going to have kids. Hey, who cares? There are people out there that are getting laid, and people out there that are, you know, having kids. One way or another, the human species continue. Now, so let's go to two stories, because as you all know, 12:30 to 1, I'm just playing DJ. Now, this first story is coming out of Forbes. This woman bought her own island, paradise. No men allowed. Excellent. Superhero woman, woman hailed from Themis, something, a mythical island nation, where women reign supreme. A Wonder Woman entrepreneur named, Christina Roth is making a concept of reality. She just opened a real life private island, getaway where only women are allowed. Called a Super She, you can look, there's a whole Wikipedia page on that one, by the way, from the beginning to the, well, how the whole thing kicked the bucket. This island is off the coast of Finland. Of course, that's what happens when people have a lot of money. They start thinking, I don't need anyone else, I just need me. Forgetting that, okay, that example will get me far. Now, this island is at the coast of Finland and is a place for men haters. Despite what some critics have said, instead it's a sanctuary that's currently open to just 8 guests at a time. Now, here's the thing. Now, this is a very nice story that was published back in 2018. There's just one tiny problem. It's just one tiny problem. She Island. Is what island? What is it? Island She. No, yeah. No, Super She Island was a female-owned private island, island exclusively for women located off the coast of Finland in the Baltic Sea. This island is exclusively located in the town of blah 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 Finland, while a Super She community is global. In the late 2023, a shipping executive for blah 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 bought the island in millions. They sold it because of just one few points that they missed. Guys, in the very same way that we need you, you also need us. Like I pointed out earlier, construction, renovation, these are, you know, the construction industry is dominated by men. That is one reality you have to deal with. The construction industry is dominated by men. I don't need a man telling me what to do. A lot of now the terrible thing is a lot of this type of point of view are coming from celebrities. You know one thing you are missing? These celebrities have bodyguards, most of which are men. Everyone who has bodyguards will tell you for your own security, listen to your bodyguard. So after that podcast of the of that celebrity yapping, hey, I don't need a man. They are being told, for your safety, ma'am, you have to take this route. That's a bodyguard. That's a man telling her that, for your safety, I'm not telling you because I'm looking down on you as a woman. I'm telling you because it's my job to keep you safe. You are literally paying me to keep you safe. And, if you want to be safe, you're going to have to let me do my job as a bodyguard. That road is not safe. This is not the one, this is the one that's safe. It's the one we are taking. That's a man telling your celebrity what to do after yapping about, I don't need a man telling me what to do. That's the same thing with, with your very muscular CEO at work telling you, you know what? I'm the boss and no one tells me what to do. Homeboy has been doing dishes for two reasons. One is because, well, he's very romantic and a family guy. Two, because at home he's not the boss. Story number two, 13 minutes left. In Australia, according to what, news.com.au, I'm thinking that's not African Union. Two Aussie, that's Australia, for short, yeah. Two Australian best friends have taken a club scene by storm after creating their very own women-only pop-up events. It didn't last. It didn't last though. You can look, there are a lot of stories that were created for women only. They didn't last. They didn't last. You wanna know when it comes to creating clubs that are, single gender only. Men, we rock at that. Every time we create a men-only club, it lasts forever. Oh no, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, okay, there are a lot of examples I can use on this one. Roman Catholic. Have you ever heard of a female pope? Have you ever looked at the, what's this, have you ever seen, a female cardinal? It's a boys' club. It's over 200 years. Your private island didn't even last 10 years. Your club didn't even last a week. At this point, I'm now starting war with women. Look, the point I'm trying to make here is, that's very diplomatic. Okay, that's very diplomatic. Ladies, let's be honest with you. You guys are more mean with each other than you are with us. Again, not complaining. Thank you very much for that. I'm not saying hate us more than hate each other. Actually, you are doing great. You are doing great. Yeah. And then you, then, yeah, oh, by the way, when it comes to boys clubs, look up, most of the secret societies are male dominated. They're either male only or male dominated. And most of these secret societies are over 100 years old. Don't ask me why they last. Actually, this is the reason why, divorce rates in terms of, homosexual marriage statistics. Divorces are higher in lesbian relationships than they are in gay marriages. I mean, seriously? At this point, you don't need more statistics. Congratulations, ladies. You are doing great on this one. Again, I'm not saying hate us. I'm just saying, the numbers are more like the statistics that just shows that you guys hate each other more than you hate us. The numbers are overwhelming. Numbers are overwhelming. So, it turns out, I think it's a thing of similarity. Look at it from race, for example. Especially non-whites. Non-whites hate each other more than they hate others. I don't know about white people. I know that when it... take black people, for example. Is it just me who is irritated by the fact that 90% of the beauty standards that's associated with the black community have white features in them? Light skin is considered the standard of beauty. Dark skin, I mean, you are beautiful, but hey. Like one of those oldest jokes here on Eagle FM. When black people see a black person jogging, the question is most likely, okay, what did he steal now? But when a white person is just running, even if they grabbed something, everyone is like, nah, he's probably jogging. Self-hate. Deep. Self-hate runs deep. Yeah. That's why I always say, we better pray that, white people don't join Tura Boy community. Because no one is going to believe you. I'm telling you. If you show up at a police station that, a bunch of white Tura Boys robbed you, every police officer will be like, nah, he's lying. But you were robbed by a group of Chinese guys? Nah, that's not, there's no way that came. That's when it becomes very tribal. Very tribal. No, I'm telling you, if Damaras find you in the street, they will just take you and take everything. And then I can take you to Kavango, Rundu. That's where that story of a bunch of boys who were forcing a bunch of people, that don't have smartphones to eat their own katoshes. That was Kavango. One stereotype I like about us. We have two stereotypes though. With employers, we make excellent security guards. With women that are not from Kavango, they're like, I know. You're from Kavango? Witchcraft. No, I'm not going out with you. I'm like, come on. I can't even spell witchcraft, let alone practice one. So you're telling me I can't get laid because of the stereotype associated with my tribe. Are you kidding me? So, let's wrap that up now, shall we? You know that story of that came out of the Zambezi region about certain members of government officials exchanging cars with land? Well, they were given, I think, about 10 days to return those, for those people that donated those cars, more like quote-unquote donated those cars in exchange of land. That land is communal land or communal land, that side of the red line. Communal land. Government is like, actually that land is for everyone. Not, it can't just be yours. So, the government is basically taking it back. Oh no, but I gave my car for this land. Well, whoever gave your car in exchange for this land, you better go and take it back, or you better go and take it back. Now, here's the transition from vrupa to walking. Moment of silence. A moment of silence over. You know, whoever took the Mahindra, whoever took the Fortuna, they have to return them all, have to return them back. Because thereby government officials, they don't want any excuse. You are told go out there and get the car from whoever you gave it to. And then I ran into someone, I ran into the Black Adolf Hitler. It's gone viral again. Look, here's one very, one thing that people don't like to talk about. I don't know why. Hitler was a terrible guy. But Hitler is not the most terrible guy on the planet. This planet has had actually more terrible guys than good guys. Like, you can come up with a list. All we just have to do is look up a gentleman by the name of General Shiro Ishii. Jeez, that guy was maniac. And here's one thing. Every time that we talk about Hitler as this ultimate evil guy, was he a good guy? Are you kidding me? No, I don't want to be in the middle of Germany that time when the homeboy was in office. No, absolutely not. But here's the thing, though. Most of the scientists that he created, that his regime created, died of natural causes in countries that still criticize Nazi Germany. The regime was terrible, but the regime that created the scientists, were terrible. But the scientists, no, those ones are nice. Do you have any idea what experiments they had to do to perfect that scientific knowledge? But no one cared, not the Soviets, not the Americans, and actually a bunch of them ran, guess where, to South America, specifically Argentina. And when they got there, they created Nazi-ish, Germany-ish type of environment that they had running there for a while. No one cared. That's why every time someone tells me, Hitler is the most evil guy to live, I'm like, he was evil, but the most evil? Nah. The most evil are those that rescued the scientists, those people that were stealing them from the Nuremberg trial so they can give them diplomatic immunity, more like a citizenship of different countries. Soviet, USA. I know. You know what? Somehow that escaped my history book. I had to read it on my own. Thanks to the internet. Shout out to the internet. Now that my rambling is over, it's DJ time for me. Women, congratulations. Thank you very much for liking us more than you like yourself. More often when you guys are on each other's throat on social media, if a woman is on someone's throat on social media, it's most likely another woman. You guys had to sort out your issue, I swear. I don't understand why. Actually, I understand why. You guys are so losers. You don't know, like, you can't handle losing very well. You are terrible. I mean, we are terrible at, you know, at handling losing too, but way worse. Actually, I'm wrong on that one. Because every time that I see, I look at, especially football lovers. Yeah. For some reason, their team is never wrong. It's always the other the opposition's problem. That's why they lost. When they win, they take credit. When they lose, they transfer that whole responsibility over. Like, there is no introspection. It's sort of like politics, but with a ball and a lot of money involved. Peacock. Welcome to old school.
Thank you.
Welcome back, and we continue with my DJ skills going. My follows are by Pico. Don't ask. I just like old school. And that's also because, I think it's a growing old thing. And if you just tuned in, this is a Mind the Gap comedy show with Helmut on Eagle FM. Thank you for tuning in. Wherever you tuned in, don't drink and drive. Drive safe. Fasten a seatbelt. And I hate to point this out, but the road is not yours. It's for everyone. So consider everyone in mind. Put everyone in mind when you are driving. Don't drive like you own it. That also, the same selfishness that is making you drive like you own the road, is the same selfishness that people with that are chopping corruption money. They are operating on the same corruption. Because they are just taking this money and chopping it like it's their own. The same way that you are driving that car like you own the road. It's the same, you have the same mentality. If you are driving in the road like you own it, that means if you are put in public office, you'd also be corrupt. So stop complaining about corruption. No sense. Bottom line, you both are selfish. But anyway, a new day come. And Celine Dion did it better.
So long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, hold on, and don't shed a tear. Through the darkness and good times, I knew I'd make it. And the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you. Hush now, I see light in the sky. Oh, it's almost blinding me. I can't believe I've been touched by an angel with love. Let the rain come down and wash away. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun.
And welcome back. That was Cecil Indian with A New Day Has Come. I have 19 minutes. Yeah, 19 minutes before the hour of one. And that's when I say goodbye. So wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for choosing Eagle FM at this time of the day. So up next on my DJ list is Shania Twain, Forever and For Always. It's one of those songs that I remember listening to, I think, as early as the early 2000s. I remember it's that and Dilemma, from the very, 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 very early 2000s. And one interesting fact about that song is that was it was written by a gentleman who was, I think, born in Zambia. And they were married at the time. They wrote the song together, but Forever and For Always. And well, that Forever and For Always didn't work out because, well, they're not married anymore. that's painful. But anyway, Shania Twain, Forever and For Always.
I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day. Keeping you forever and for always. We will be together all of our days. Wanna wake up in the morning to your sweet face. Always. Together all of our days.
And welcome back. That is for those of you that are headed to the Isle this holiday. Congratulations. And especially that couple that had to spend hours to convince the judge that, look, Oga judge, we don't kiss in our faith. Oh, judge was like, oh yeah, make we see this love. Kiss now. 1, 2, 1, 2. You see, that judge must be white, because some of these people don't understand how strict African culture is. Now imagine you have never seen your parents hug. You've never seen your parents hug, let alone kiss. Now, you people are not serious. Some of these things that you are copying and pasting is not for Africans, so it's not for Africans. So, but anyway, that song is for those of you that are headed to the aisle. You know, want to walk on the aisle, you've made promises and you've already written in your vows. In your eyes, Shania Twain, that one is dedicated to you. Now, as for those of you that are going through heartbreaks, don't worry. Let's start with men. Now, if you are the one that screwed up, I can't defend you on that one, buddy. But if she's the one that screwed up, I have a song for you.
I saw you in Walmart. You were holding his hand. We only been broken up for about a week and a half. Now I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you. You left me for him. But something looked peculiar, and I was noticing.
Your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids?
When I was with you, didn't treat me right.
See, if you are super pissed off about a breakup, don't take a panga or strangle someone or throw someone up. No, just write a song. Homeboy here just wrote one, and we are enjoying it.
And I was good to you. Your new boyfriend is ugly. I'm kind of glad that it's true. Come on, somebody. That boy's still ugly. You said all that I wanted was just to drive my truck, watch that ESPN and do some crappie fishing. Well, yeah, pretty much.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you, you were winning with me, but something looked peculiar. Now everybody can see your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some money? When I was with you, didn't treat me right, and I was good to you. Your new boyfriend is ugly. I'm kind of glad that it's true. I'm not the one for dissing, but I'm the one you're missing. Close your eyes when you're kissing. Hey. Your new boyfriend is ugly,
Now, we have 8 minutes before I say goodbye. And before I do that, I want to basically play one more. Let's go local. One of my all-time favorite. All-time favorite. Now, this next song, I don't care if I marry a Chinese, white, black, one of those green things from Guardians of the Galaxy. That song is playing on my wedding.
Hey, see na, see there in the dampula. So twa janda le na, ngeri na tukopoka. See na, tuota rongini mapula. Nde fight benga hana, so toko kola. Ita tutopoka vai, toko fere nde range kewani. Nade uti kwenge ni nai, hatu tangu na kempi kumani. Ita tutopoka vai, kituru kukwefe kewani. Kiri ndi bange kenike nai.
Something in Oshuambo and one, something in Oshuambo and one, remember me. That's the Mpukushu. I know. Ngeshiru foro ero kuteneka niteni kirangi. That's literally the Mpukushu. Eno lufolo ero kuteleka teleke langi. I was like, oh, come on. If you want to sing the Mpukushu, just sing, sing the Mpukushu. But anyway, 5 minutes before I say goodbye, that part of that song. That song reminds me about why black men are not romantic. Women, you are the reason we are not romantic. When a Chinese man is cooking, he's romantic. When a white man is cooking, he's romantic. Let an Indian cook, he's romantic. Let an Arab cook, he's romantic. As soon as a black man cooks, hey, witchcraft done, that man is finished. You will never see him again. We found him cooking, oh. We found him. Hey? And you wonder why we are not romantic. Because every time we try to do something romantic, our own, it's not Indian, an Indian woman will not find a black man cooking and go like, hey, he's a witch now, this one. Nope. It's black people saying that to black people. And here's my favorite part. When a black woman receives a beautiful gift from his boyfriend or husband, it's romantic. But when the relative of that black woman, when the male relative of that black woman gives a fancy gift to his girlfriend or wife, witchcraft. What? Like, look, I'm just saying the meth is not mething here. It's either it's witchcraft or it's romance. It can be both. Make I repeat that. Black women, you are the reason why black men are not romantic. Because you have this whole terrible misinterpretation of this social interaction called gift giving. If a woman receives a gift from his husband or boyfriend, that husband or boyfriend is being romantic. But when the male relative of that very same woman gives a gift to his girlfriend or wife, witchcraft, don't finish this, my relative. You know, go come back, oh, this one. Finish, clear, witchcraft. So, it's either it's romance or it's witchcraft. It can be both. It can be that when it's happening to you, it's romance. But when it's happening to someone else, it's witchcraft. Oh, come on! At that point now, as a black guy, I'm congratulating every black woman out there, because now I can be unromantic as possible, because I know that you'll just be saying, oh, you know what I'll be using as an excuse. The reason why I'm not romantic is because, well, it's because of you people. You can walk into a white man's house and find a man cooking, romantic. You walk into an Arab man's house, you find Muhammad cooking, romantic. You walk into Jet Li's house, you find Jet Li cooking, romantic. You walk into Helmut's house and find Helmut cooking. Witchcraft. What? This self-hate is getting a little too much. You wanna know it, which gender propagates that? I'll let you guess. Sorry for snorting on the mic. I'll let you guess that one. Someone pointed out something that I'm going to use as my departing words out of this studio. There are more... there are more women fighting in marriage. There are more women fighting in marriage than there are men. There is most likely animosity between a daughter and a mother-in-law than a son and a father-in-law. Yo, you guys rock. Okay, that brings us to the end of our show for today. Until tomorrow is home run, not Mind the Gap. So Mind the Gap is until Sunday, 11 to 1 as always. But, home run is 4:30 to 6. Monday to Friday, where we do more formal things. But, well, you all know I have a problem being serious. But that's because it's depressing, guys. I like sarcasm. Until then, you all have a blessed weekend. Don't drink and drive. Fasten a seatbelt. Obey the speed limit. Think of it this way. It's better to arrive late than not to arrive at all. It's better to arrive late as in time than to arrive late as in you are in a coffin being called the late. You're welcome. Have a good one.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know about how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter.